Page 44, Exercise 3.
You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about problematic relationships they have had with people at work. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says caused the problems. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what step each speaker took to solve the problems. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
You'll probably think me a bit naive, but at the interviews, I was totally convinced that my new boss and I would get along like a house on fire. It was only when I'd been there just over a week that I realised how mistaken I was. She and I were just chalk and cheese, and I knew things would never be any different. I thought it would be a wise move to try and stick it out for a reasonable amount of time. You've got to think about what it looks like on your CV, haven't you? But in the end, I decided not to make a big thing of it. Just cut my losses and head off elsewhere.
Speaker 2.
The office is great. There's a good atmosphere and all the staff make a real effort to work well as a team. Except for this one guy who seems to think he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. To say he's overbearing is putting it mildly. It really got me down after a while, and I got to the stage when I used to dread going into work. But then I thought, why should I let him call the shots? Better to think about something else when he starts giving us the benefit of his opinions and just let him get on with it. And it's work to treat. When he gets no reaction, he just sort of wanders off.
Speaker 3.
I'd only been in the job a short while. It's a really busy office environment and nobody seemed to have much time to show me the ropes, so I suppose making some kind of slip-up was inevitable. But what upset me was the way my line manager dealt with the mistake I'd made. Instead of being supportive, all she did was lash out at me for not having taken the time and trouble to find out exactly what I should have done. I was pretty fed up, I can tell you. So much so that I decided to take it to the powers that be and make my grievances official.
Speaker 4.
Everyone said my colleague and I were like two peas in a pod. We agreed on pretty much everything, and things were going brilliantly. We had a really successful working relationship. That is, until we both decided to apply for the same promotion. I thought we could both handle it, but almost immediately I noticed a change in her attitude. A kind of professional rivalry, you might call it. The atmosphere between us got so bad that I knew I only had one course of action left to me. I decided my mental well-being was far more important than getting involved in psychological warfare, so I withdrew my application.
Speaker 5.
I've always enjoyed my work, and it takes a lot to upset me. But since this new supervisor's been on the scene, I'm just about at the end of my tether. All she does is pile more and more responsibility onto my shoulders. It's not as if we've had any serious fallings out or anything like that. Actually, I quite like her. No, it's almost as if she's floundering a bit herself, and she's desperately trying to find a way to cope. I spent a few sleepless nights wondering what to do about it, and eventually I decided to get it all off my chest and have it out with her.